My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Play that song, Ben. Play that song. Play that music. It is a football Friday. It's a real football Friday. It's not a preseason football Friday. We love those, too. But this is a football Friday with actual football coming up on Sunday. This is an actual football Friday with football coming up tonight on a Friday.
In Brazil.
Seth, here on Sports Radio 610, baby. And we have football last night, and the season got kicked off in big fashion with a rain delay, a weather delay. But then it was worth the wait because it was a hell of a game. 27-20, the Chiefs beat the Ravens. Man, I'm juiced up for this show, man. I'm fired up. How you feeling?
It feels good. It feels right. I've talked to a few listeners and various people over the last month and who said, you know, I'd never really followed a team through the offseason the way I have this year. Yeah. And it makes sense. I think there was a certain excitement, and there's a certain appeal to both D'Amico and Nick Caserio and all the moves they were making and all of the intrigue around Deshaun that people are as...
CJ.
What did I say?
Deshaun.
Well, that's true. There's a lot of intrigue around Deshaun.
That one,
well,
I wanted to make sure we corrected.
All right, we can't be making these mistakes in week one, Seth.
Well...
Damn it!
Week one is the time to make them, you know?
So you're right, yeah. I got to get out of my system. This is my three illegal formations,
right?
Okay? Like the Ravens had last night.
Yeah.
Where they decided to set an example with the Ravens and the Ravens alone. They let the Chiefs pretty much damn near get away with murder before they would finally call. Anyway, a lot of people are really just, I think, brimming with more excitement about this Texans team than they have in a long, long time, if ever.
Yeah.
So... It's hard not to get excited and screw up a bunch of names and, I don't know, maybe punch your neighbor if you're angry. You got a lot of bottled up energy right now.
You do. And we're ready because it's literally been a couple of weeks since a football game. You know, the preseason, they give you this 2-week hiatus where there's nothing right before the season. So, yeah, we got a lot of pent up stuff going on right now. So we'll get to the Texans. That game last night was a lot of fun, man. Ravens and Chiefs, the rematch, I thought lived up to the hype. There was a little sloppiness in the game, as you pointed out. The refs were a little selective in trying to... I guess this might be a point of emphasis, how the tackles are lining up now, it would appear.
Well, it was the same thing last year. Yeah. They started off... No, and it honestly, I realize this too. This is something that pretty much defensive linemen get irate and livid about it.
Yeah.
Because the offensive tackles are allowed to line up deeper than they should be, which gives them a big advantage. And nobody wants to see this flag or anything. It's like J.J. Watt, me, and John Grenard are out there on Twitter like thanking the football gods that they're actually calling. calling it.
I'm so happy for you guys.
Meanwhile, everybody else is like, this is screw you, Goodell. Who the hell cares? Like, yeah, and I'm like, yeah, okay, yeah, I know. If it's meaningless, if it doesn't give them an advantage, then just go ahead up and line up at the line of scrimmage where you're supposed to.
Okay.
It's a big deal. But then they do. Like, Juwan Taylor is one of the worst in the league. They let him get away with murder with it, where they flagged the Ravens on their opening drive three times for it.
Yeah.
And that part was getting extra frustrating for everybody, whether they care about the rule or not.
Yeah, that just goes to show the filter that shows up on my social media feed. It was you and JJ tweeting about how awesome this is that they're calling this now. I'm like, this must be a point of emphasis. this is flooding my timeline with Seth and JJ. Yeah.
It happened last year at the beginning of the year, too, and I think it was Juwan Taylor that they actually nabbed for it a couple times. But it's just – he's the most penalized player in the league. Laremy Tunsil, maybe just be careful, I guess, if it's going to do anything at all. Laremy's going to have a whole bunch of false – Juwan Taylor gets away with leaving like a half step early before the snap.
Yeah.
Routinely. He gets flagged for it every now and then. It's disgusting. Laremy does the same thing, not to as bad a degree, but he gets nabbed for it every
now and then. I saw a lot of that. Like, hey, Laremy, are you watching the game? Just keep an eye on this for
they don't have they don't have the sack to actually keep up with enforcing it.
No, probably not. So I guess my question, if you missed the game last night, 27-20 the final score. The Ravens were down 27-17 late in the fourth quarter. They kick a field goal to make it 27-20. Defense gets a stop. They get the ball back with 2 minutes to go. And Lamar Jackson drives them down the field. Unfortunately, they had already coughed up two of their timeouts on defense earlier in the half. So they only had one timeout to work with, but they were able to get into position to at least run three plays down inside or at the 20-yard line of the Chiefs. Lamar Jackson misses the one they're going to want to have back isn't the play that got overturned at the end, the Isaiah Likely touchdown. Lamar Jackson made a spectacular play, and Isaiah Likely made a spectacular catch, their young tight end, in the back of the end zone that was initially called a touchdown. Upon review, he hit a toe on a blade of grass on the white, and it got overturned, and that was it. Game set match. The Ravens were going to go for two to try to win the game. That would have been super exciting to see what would have happened there.
Yeah.
So we were deprived of that because the play was just barely out of bounds. The play before that is the one Lamar Jackson is going to want to have back. Zay Flowers was wide open in the end zone. Nobody near him, wide open in the back of the end zone, and Lamar Jackson just sailed it. He missed him. He just missed him on the play. Otherwise, they're going for two on that play.
There was, it wasn't initially intended for Flowers. He saw Rashad Bateman breaking free, and there were so many things in that game where, you know, initially you're thinking, okay, well, boy, they're doing the same thing they did last year where it looks like they just forgot that Lamar Jackson can run and why are they doing this versus the Chiefs? But Lamar Jackson did end up running 16 times in the game.
Yeah.
And part of it is that the Chiefs defense, hats off to Steve Spagnuolo, the defensive coordinator, even though he gets away with calling timeouts that he's not allowed to call and everything else that's annoying about the Chiefs in that game where it felt like the officials were totally on their side. Those defensive backs, including one Justin Reed, the one man who was brave enough to stand up to David Culley once upon a time.
Yep.
Justin Reed and those defensive backs, they were just demons. Yeah. I mean, they'd come up and anything that the Ravens tried to do out in the flat or with any of the short passing game, they just completely snuffed it out. And the Chiefs will they'll load up the box versus Lamar and play single high safety and stuff that other teams are scared to do, but they do a good enough job at that it makes it hard to run, even for Lamar Jackson.
Yep.
And they can do it because they're really good. They're really good. At this point, the only hope the Ravens really have, I think, is if they hire Steve Spagnuolo to replace John Harbaugh at the end of this year. Right? Just go ahead and hire the enemy. Get him over here.
Yeah.
Because you guys are not getting over that hump. Although, you were very close to getting over the hump at the end of the game.
They were close to getting it over the hump last year. They turned the ball over twice in the red zone last year.
I'm kind of arguing against myself as I say it because I got to remind myself the Ravens have played
dead even.
There were 805 yards of offense in this game, and I think the Ravens had more offense than the Chiefs. It was it was impressive offensively, and in a lot of regards, the Chiefs were just a little bit more dialed in and had a lot more help from the officials.
It was a super entertaining game. Like the bottom line, if you didn't have a dog in the fight, it was a fun game to watch, especially in the fourth quarter, watching Lamar Jackson do his thing.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
This is my question, I guess, Seth. Like, this is what I care about as a Texans fan. From what you saw last night, are the Texans on the level of those two teams this year? If you plunk the Texans down for one of those two teams in the game last night, is it a nip and tuck game going down to the end here where they stand toe to toe with these guys? Because those are the two teams that are ahead of them on the odds board right now in the AFC.
Okay, if we look at the Texans versus the Ravens, since that's the one we've seen most recently, I think that just as Mahomes was kind of able to take advantage of the Ravens linebackers and pass coverage a good amount, I think the Texans very much have the ability to do that this year. I think when you look at the Texans versus either of these teams and how will the offensive line hold up to really good defensive linemen, there's reasons for concern, but there's also, I mean, if you look at the Ravens offensive line, that is a work in progress
right there.
Going up against some of the best defensive linemen in the league, the most notably Chris Jones. Chris Jones had his way with those guys at times, but when you have a really good quarterback, he can make up for it. You know, even the look, one of the reasons the Chiefs won that game was because Lamar Jackson was strip sacked. I don't want to do this because I like Lamar Jackson and I thought he played pretty well. He doesn't have to get strip sacked there.
Right.
I mean, that was a little bit of a lack of awareness. For a guy that's got really good pocket awareness, mobility and everything, he kind of put it up like he was doing the Statue of Liberty play.
Yeah.
And that ended up being a field goal for the Chiefs. So I think, if anything, in a weird way, it made me feel better that the Ravens have their offensive line issues, and yet they were able to move the ball, I think, with a few different twists of fate, and the Ravens could have scored a couple more touchdowns in that game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ultimately, whether the Texans can hang with them right now is relevant, but it's not as relevant as it could be because they don't play these teams until week, 16 and 17 this year? They don't play until Christmas time.
I kind of made a joke early in the game because people were gushing about how fast Lamar Jackson looked because he was so skinny. I don't know. Fat Lamar did just fine against the Texans last year, but if skinny Lamar ends up being a better version of Lamar, I would remind everybody, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve,
good call,
three big-time eating holidays there's a very good chance that he's 20 pounds heavier. But this is just the way it goes in the NFL.
Yep.
It's hard sometimes. I'll tell you what, Sean, when you're When you're an NFL player, you can afford all the candy you want. People give it to you.
Yeah.
People give it to you. You don't even have to go trick-or-treating.
It's hard. Dude, especially at Christmas time. They play the Ravens on Christmas Day. The Texans do a really good job of feeding the media at the games, like up in the press box.
Yeah.
We get cake pops and cookies and candy and an ice cream bar and a carving station and everything else that makes all the listeners hate us right now as media members. The Texans give us those things. Do the exact same thing in the Ravens locker room for that Christmas game. Specifically in front of Lamar Jackson's locker.
Have a Christmas feast out for breakfast right there.
Yes.
It's kind of a... Yeah.
The big cake pop station. Put it right there in Lamar Jackson's locker. Just hundreds of cake pops.
You don't want nothing that, but somehow make it with no carbs whatsoever. Like nothing that'll actually might enhance their performance pre-exercise. Just a whole lot of really heavy, fat-laden stuff that you don't need in your belly before. I completely joke about that because obviously it's cool that he lost weight and everything. Like Fat Lamar has won a couple of MVPs.
Yes.
I'm jokingly calling him Fat Lamar because he just, whatever. I think that him being skinny, if he ends up running as much as he did, and yeah, like he actually dished out a couple hits in that game.
Yeah.
I do wonder, I would worry for his physical safety over the course of a season.
Oh, he can't run it 16 times a game. Yeah, he can't do that every week.
Yeah.
He can't do that every week.
You got to have a separate Chiefs game plan maybe where he does run a lot, but he's going to have to dial it back.
Yeah, it's a pitch count, man. Like you got to, okay, we only need to put Fromber out there for 6 innings against the, you know, whoever, the crappy teams. Same thing with Lamar and the carries. All right, we're off and running. Football Friday, man. It's here. Week 1 is here. Let's get into it. 6-pack for the Texans. 6 things to watch for the game against the Colts on Sunday. Man, it's on. And we've got some fun facts here about the Texans as well that we'll get to. We'll get to the Astros, too, and headlines a little later on this hour. Stay there. You're listening to Payne and Pendergast.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners.
It's not fast food, but it's so good.